I'd like to talk a little about the emotional body and how we can clear some circuitry or connections where the mind and the body are connected, but it's not in our favor as human beings living and having experiences. One thing I'd like to first mention is that emotions are not bad. Human beings label them as bad. We are here to experience. And how are you going to learn about anger, frustration, love, happiness, sadness, unless you experience them? So I think a lot of people should cut themselves some slack instead of saying, I shouldn't feel this. Yes, I understand that when you have anger, it seems to cause a certain frequency in your body, which makes you not feel not so great. But sometimes those experiences are where we learn. However, if you had an experience such as, let's say, your parents divorced when you were young, your nervous system can actually secrete chemicals from the brain that'll go to particular organs depending on the emotion. So, for example, if there was fear, this seems to correlate with the kidney. If you're afraid your parents are going to divorce, or you're afraid who you're going to go live with, or you're afraid it's your fault, and you keep thinking about that as a 3-year-old or a 5-year-old or an 8-year-old, what'll happen is the brain sort of says, for survival reasons, I've got to get on with my regular functions of going to school and digestion, hormonal and playing with my friends. But I haven't really processed and let go of what's happened with the divorce. And so because we've put so much energy and attention towards this, it'll actually package or make a new program that says, when I think about relationships or relationships splitting up, I go into fear, for this example. The problem is the nervous system now has a program based on a past experience, and 20 years later this person could be going into a new relationship, and for some reason they find that the fear issues start coming up. They might not even be conscious of this, and because kidneys hold on to fear, the kidneys will refer to the low back. So they could all of a sudden start getting low back pain as they're going into this relationship. Their heart and their will want to go into the relationship, but their nervous system is saying, let me scan the hard drive and see, are we 100% okay with going through this new experience of giving love and receiving love and going into a relationship? So when it scans, though, it hits 5 years of age, for example, when the divorce happened, and now it's firing based on that old pattern. So there is a technique that we use in NOT where we can clear these circuits. I use a technique called neuro-emotional technique, which was formulated by Dr. Scott Walker out in Encinitas, California. And it's a kinesiology-based technique, which I would refer you to go and take a look at there, because it's going to explain much better than I will in the time we have on this video. But you can very simply, in 2 to 3 minutes, find these old mind-body programs and decode or undo the reaction of the body's reaction to the stimuli. We're not judging as good or bad. We're not therapists to counsel you through the problem. There's a lot of support system there that should be used. But I've worked with a lot of patients from counselors, and they're very surprised that in 1 or 2 sessions we can clear these. And all of a sudden they're noticing the patient has physiologically and mentally, and even their mannerisms, how they're reacting, they're making great progress. Whereas the therapist was always talking with them, and that's great to help them understand the process, but if you're talking about it, but your central nervous system is saying, I still have to be in this locked mechanism, it's a long road. That's why people who have been through sexual abuse issues, who I've worked on lots of them, all of a sudden they know, boom, they've been disarmed physically. So now, physically, to interact with their new partner, they can enjoy pleasant sexual experiences and intimacy, whereas before, even though they loved their partner, they were still in this reactivity. And they've been doing lots of counseling, but it just seemed like their physical body was enslaved, and that's what we get into if it shows up. We go through the NOT, and we reset the central nervous system, but sometimes I'll be working on a circuit. It's like a schematic. You start on A and finish on Z, and as we're going through the neural organization technique protocols, sometimes an emotion, it'll come right back, and then instead of staying with that, I'll jump to the emotional body and use that different toolbox, and they work very well together.